And the guy with a big smile on his face, and he should, because things are going great in the great state of Michigan. And to get all of these people together, nearly 2,000 of them, all pulling in the same direction to fix, enhance, continue the ball rolling, if you will, all of the great state of Michigan. A lot of conversation about Detroit, but all parts of Michigan, because we're in this together. It's got to make you happy. Governor Rick Snyder with us.
No, we've made tremendous progress, Paul W. It's wonderful to see. I mean, just look at the unemployment rate. It's more than dropped in half since I've been in office. And just last week, we were able to announce we hit the national average for the first time since September 2000.
Wow.
15 years ago. But that's not the stopping point. The point is let's show how we can do better than the rest of the nation. And the good part is we've got great momentum. We actually have about 20% more open jobs today than we had back in 2011. So we have the openings. That's why this huge topic of the skilled trades is so critically important. And that's why yesterday we had, you know, Mike Rowe was on the conference panel, Dean Kamen, people talking about career tech education, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math as a field. Great opportunities for a bright future in our state.
We in fact, you introduced the 2015 pillars for the Detroit Regional Chamber Mackinac Policy Conference. You mentioned talent, deepen Michigan's talent base, urban revitalization. Mm-hmm. We're all very well aware of that and underway. And cohesion, extremely important, too. And we're going to be talking about that in a special panel that we'll be moderating Friday when we welcome the newbies to Congress, although Debbie Dingell knows her way around very well for obvious reasons, but also Brenda Lawrence and Representative Dave Trott. It's the first time these people have stated right from the beginning that they're going to work together with one mind about Michigan, and so that everyone's on the same page. Doesn't mean they're going to always agree. It just means they're going to keep meeting and working toward the common good of Michigan. This is all a part of what you've been asking for.
Well, I have my phrase, relentless positive action. And that's what cohesion's all about.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is making that statement that you can do far more when you work together, when you say, let's not worry about blame or fighting with someone. What's the problem? What's the solution? Again, you may not agree on all elements, but get 80% of it done and then come back and hit it again and keep working.
Nobody's been singing the problems of the roads longer or more than you. And people still need and want the roads to be fixed. What's your feeling on how we are, where we are now?
Yeah, well, Proposal 1 obviously didn't work, but we're learning from that. How do you take that and make it a constructive experience?
And do you want me to tell you, Governor? Would you like me to tell you?
What's your solution?
A simple fix for the roads that has nothing else attached to it but fixing the roads.
Well, that was
that right or wrong? I think you've heard that from a lot of people.
Well, that was my original proposal.
It was.
Yes. So hopefully,
good that you remind us.
Things may all go in cycles here. but as a practical matter, the good part is the House has come out with a plan now, and I thank them for coming out with a plan. They're getting public feedback and public comment on that. The Senate's working on doing a plan that could come later this month or sometime in the summertime. They'll come out with a plan. My view is I've stayed relatively quiet because I've had a plan out there for several years.
You have.
Let them come out with their plans. Let's get public feedback. And then over the summertime, let's have a real dialogue and discussion and come back and get something resolved this fall to put a permanent fix in place.
Governor Rick Snyder, how frustrating is that for the former CEO, Rick Snyder? When you were a CEO of a company and there was a problem, you told everybody how they were going to fix it, and then their job was to go out and fix it. Doesn't work that way in politics.
No, it's a different model, but the way I view it is, again, I don't see any value of being negative about it all. These are hard problems to solve. If you go back and look at history, it took years last time. This goes back to 97, the last time anything serious was done on roads, and it took 4 or 5 years at that point to get that done. So we're actually ahead on that schedule. I want to get it done quickly, but let's do it the right way.
We have the third rail, and that is the Detroit Public Schools. And it's, frankly, if you talk to John Rakolta, which I did yesterday, it's all schools throughout the entire state and maybe throughout the entire country. So it's a bigger problem, as we know. Front page of this morning's Detroit News, Duggan proposes a DPS compromise. Mayor pitches idea of financial oversight of elected school board. What are your thoughts?
Well, I appreciate the mayor's comments about trying to solve the problem. Again, this shows how people can work on an issue having different perspectives. Let's bring them together. Let's talk about it. I think you'll probably be doing interviews with a number of legislators today, legislative leaders that will probably have different ideas. So this is that whole process of let's get people's thought processes out on the table and let's work through it. And I wanted to start the process. I appreciate the coalition work, but I put something out there from a legislative perspective to say, let's move the ball forward.
Chad Livengood, who wrote the story in the Detroit News from the Lansing Bureau, offered the fact, started his column, in fact, with that Mayor Mike Duggan offered his unexpected endorsement of your plan to create a new debt-free Detroit school district. And had you talked about that with him privately before he came out and said that?
Well, there's been a lot of private discussions with many people, including the mayor, and I appreciate the mayor's interest in good schools. Again, this is about, we're talking about Detroit education right now with the coalition report and what's being talked about, but this is something that needs to be thought about statewide. This is for all the kids, and there's two pieces to it. Much of this is on the financial side, but let's talk about academic growth. We have a new report coming out very soon on preschool through third grade reading. And that's going to be in the budget also, that we need to make a bigger investment to help turn things around. We've done a lot with early childhood, pre-3. This intersection of high school and higher ed is critically important with career tech education. And we launched some videos yesterday. Mike Rowe is up here, and he's doing videos for us about the skilled trades for older children, older kids. High schools. Okay. And then we have Under the Radar, Tom Dolan, who has a great show. He's doing it for K-5. So we're actually going to be promoting how to look at manufacturing careers even at the kindergarten level.
Yeah, that's excellent. And that's what we have to do.
Yeah.
Because we have all these jobs out here. Remember, it seems like 15 minutes ago we had no jobs and everybody's going to Chicago. P.S., Chicago's in huge trouble. We spoke to Van Conway yesterday, the turnaround expert. They may have to file for bankruptcy in Chicago. Now, kids are coming here for jobs, but we need more.
Yeah, well, my line is if you want to be another yuppie, go to Chicago. If you want to make a difference, come to Detroit.
Do they know you're saying that in Chicago, Governor? Are you trying to get into a war here now? Didn't we already have our war?
No, but it's a great place. We want the ones that really do want to come to a community and make a difference.
And hear from the young people who are coming here through our program, Opportunity Detroit, that they are coming here to be entrepreneurs because they know they really can be here and make a difference.
And it's exciting.
It is exciting.
And we need to work on that, but we also need to work hard in the neighborhoods to bring back all of Detroit, not just midtown, downtown, but there needs to be a commitment to say, let's help the challenges in all of Detroit, but also let's look at the rural areas of Michigan. Let's not forget we have places in need across our state.
We do indeed. Keep up the relentless positive action. Any way we can help, Governor, you know we'll be here.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Governor Rick Snyder here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.